At least six inauguration watching parties occurred throughout the Tampa Bay area today. More than 1,000 enthusiastic supporters watched President Barack Obama deliver his inaugural address on the screen of the Tampa Theater. Nearly 200 people watched at the Bible-based Fellowship Church in Carrollwood. Before the church aired television coverage of Obama taking the oath of office, a panel discussed the future of America under the new president. One of the panelists, retired Judge Perry Little, says the people celebrating today will still have to work for change.
In a few minutes, we're going to see 2-3 million people in Washington, D.C., and they're all there for a very significant occasion and an exciting time. But on another day, they're going to come back home. We can't all serve in the federal government. And I think the best way that we can help Barack Obama is to work in our communities here locally, attack problems, get involved in the process.
Another panelist, Gonzalo Cruz, is the pastor of the First Free Methodist Hispanic Church in Tampa. He says issues like education, health care, and morality are important, but jobs and immigration must also be addressed by the new Obama administration. Cruz was translated by Sarah Perez.
Y esperamos,
and we hope,
que hoy,
that today,
arranque el proceso,
we may start in a journey,
de producir,
where
trabajo,
jobs are produced,
para cada gente que está en este
so
país.
That anybody that's here in this country
si
can work.
Si todos trabajamos,
if we all work,
y trabajamos en la capacidad, cada uno en el servicio que posee,
and we do it the best we can for what God has given the ability for you to
haremos
do.
El sueño más grande de este país.
We will accomplish the biggest
que
dream of
todo
this country,
el mundo esté bien.
That everybody may be well.
Democratic Party political consultant Bob Buckhorn says that Obama was elected through grassroots support from outside the system, and he has to continue to use that support to pass measures that some may not like or consider too centrist.
You have the Republicans and the conservatives on the right wing that will oppose everything that he's proposing just because he's proposing it. It doesn't matter whether it's good for America, it's the fact that he's proposing it, just like they did to Bill Clinton for 8 years. You'll have the very liberal side of the Democratic Party wanting to load up every stimulus bill with all kinds of goodies that will alienate middle America. And so for President Obama to thread that narrow line, if you will, to enable him to become successful, he's got to engage America, not just engage Congress, not just engage the pundits, but more importantly, to do something about it.
Dorothy Johnson watched the inauguration celebrations at Bible-based Fellowship Church. After the panel discussion, she said she wants to see youth get more opportunities.
So in order for them to be good leaders, they need some stability. They need knowledge, for one thing. And then they need to do what the Heavenly Father said to. In order for them to get that, they have to be taught. They cannot be good leaders if they're not taught the right way.
Sitting a few rows in front of Dorothy Johnson, Teresa Henry says that an Obama presidency could bring much-needed changes to the country.
I would like to see changes as far as housing. I would like to see changes as far as with the welfare system. I would like to see changes with our churches.
Across town at Tampa Theater, nearly filled to capacity, more than 1,000 people sat and stood to watch Obama's inaugural address and cheered when he said the United States was ready to lead once more. Before Obama's speech, the controversial preacher Rick Warren performed the invocation. The evangelical Warren is an opponent of abortion and same-sex marriage and supported California's recent gay marriage ban. Riverview resident Tracy Copes originally opposed the fact that Obama chose Warren, but had a slight change of heart after hearing what Warren said.
I thought it was very good. I'm still not happy with him being in that position, but I'm hoping that he and Barack can open up their minds, open up their hearts, and change a lot of people's minds.
Patrick Flannery says he hopes Obama is brave enough to champion gay equality, gay rights, gay marriage, but seemed fine with Reverend Warren's speech.
Rick Warren was seen as very conservative before today, but I think that conservatives and liberals alike would agree that Rick Warren really delivered today, really drove the message home, really sort of personified what America was feeling for those brief few moments, and really made everybody understand truly what today meant for every human life.
The Tampa Theater audience cheered when Obama pledged to defeat terrorists. After Obama's speech, WMNF asked people what policy changes they would like to see under the new president.
I'm most interested in a shift to cleaner energy and a more emphasis on the environment and preserving it for our kids.
Well, I would like to see us out of the quagmire in the Mideast. I'd like to see a program where we're not so dependent on foreign oil and we can use our green technology as a way to create jobs.
Into the war, of course, bring the troops home, start doing more with our energy policy, specifically our solar and wind energy policies, and get ourselves off of oil as much as we can.
Healthcare. I think that is just about number one thing in this country. Not only for the adults, but the children are just not getting the health care they need. And to do anything that he could possibly do to improve the education system.
I want to see policy changes with education and medical care and then with the economy.
I'd like to see an end to the war. I'd like to see everybody brought home and that mess cleaned up to the best of our ability. I'd like to see the economic situation get better and more jobs open up, less people lose their houses, and I'd like to see gay equality embraced by everyone in the nation.
Bush didn't do a bad job, you ask me. I think he did what was needed to do. He brought us together. So when it comes down to policies, I think a lot of it should change. Everything should change. Everything changed. Everything, because nothing worked last year.
A better economic policy. We're obviously in a country in crisis right now, and we need the change, and this is what today is about, is hope for the future.
Universal or national health care to promote education as the way he has defined it very well, and all of the freedoms that he has talked about, protecting such the environment, for instance, especially with clean energy. I totally agree with that, and I really like the idea of creating jobs in that regard.
I want to see universal health care, and I want to see an enhanced image for the United States internationally.
In the next 4 years, we like a movement toward equal rights, equal pay for women, fair rights for all.
Those were voices of people exiting the Tampa Theater after hearing President Barack Obama's inauguration speech Tuesday. The several dozen people remaining at the historic theater cheered when footage was aired of former President George W. Bush departing on the Executive One helicopter, which is only called Marine One when the current president is on board. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.